Okay, we zeggen dus bij Savi Murray, Jacob iets wel pittigs. We zeggen dus bij Danielle Schede, was je zo valt. Okay, happy to be schwat, everybody. Oh, so that was reminding me, my wife reminded me the minute in the Shia, we have try to get together the Shabbos before Purim, Shabbos Zohar, and we usually eat a meal at our time. We have our Shalom Shuddas together, and a Friday night meal together. So I want to start reminding you to put you in the mindset, when we say save the date. That's Parshas Tetzaveh, Shabbos Zohar. What date is that? Yeah. March 3rd.
March 3rd.
Yeah. So we want to invite everyone to come, you know, for the, you come with your wife, you come with your wife. Maybe, you know, it's always nice. We have that Friday night together with the whole Tashir. So I want to encourage everyone to attend.
Yeah. Afterwards as well.
Well, there's no rush because I mean, and then we have a Shal Shudas together. We'll see if usually we used to have the Shal Shudas here in the Fedges. We could have it in the apartment, the Fedges, one of these places. And so I just want to try to encourage everyone to stay for that Shabbos. Okay, so we'll keep reminding you as we get closer, but put out the initial reminder of that. Okay, good. Okay, we are still holding in Packet Butte Bays, and we've been talking about the idea of the beged that we're wearing, especially for the talus cotton, seems to be too small. So we said the Hesoros Shuva says, well, as long as it's Gimel Tfachim by Gimel Tfachim, a sheer beged, so that's maybe good enough. Or we saw that the Aruch HaShulchan also speaks about this. And he says, you don't really need a sheer. As long as it's a beged, you know, really, he quotes in Patanimuke Yosef. And he says, in the Shear, he's a kotel. Maybe it's a difference between whether you were wearing it for the purpose of the mitzvah, whether you stop wearing it. So he says, when you stop wearing it, then it has to be that Shear. But if you're wearing it, is he the one who said that? Right, Ari? Yeah. Rabbi has died to call on page 17. Kolach kiri zubchina ba'olam mechaimim mitzvah tzitzis metalitos haktanim Rabbi Yura v'resh tzimuches and Muki Yosef rizva sheish v'yishor sh'omr tzitzis eina ala bege sh'ma'atev v'rosh v'guf v'rof v'guf v'fizha kol talitos k'tana sh'lano enam chayov tzitzis v'nuchud v'rem v'gura Torah. So his shear is only on the beged elyon. No, the other thing I'm saying, the difference between Stami wearing it, that was in the Soros Tshuva. It says that if you're wearing it in the Shem Mitzvah, then it's enough that it should be Gimel Tfachim by Gimel Tfachim. That was in the Soros Tshuva. Right? The girls read him special. So Yeshlom came and she is towards Begad Alav, Kayev Mitzitzis, etc. But the the Mukhi Yosef's word is that the Beged Elyon, that needs a shear, but then the begadim that you normally wear, like further down, not the Beged Elyon, they don't need a shear, as long as it's Tal Kanfos.
But you know, a lot of Hasidim wear Talis Katan as a Beged Elyon.
Oh, so that we're going to have a separate packet on.
Ah, okay.
about the Hasidim who wear they wear their Talis Katan over their shirts.
Right.
They wear over the shirts, and then they wear like a rekel on top of that.
Yeah, but sometimes, like in the house or something, not
right.
Mocked,
the houses, they just wear it over the shirts, right? Yeah. So we're going to have a bunch of packets on that idea, but right. But that's what he says. But what he's saying here simply is that the beged, the concept that you need a big shear, that's only the beged of the Elyon, and then the other begadim not. And okay, so that's the, so, and then we'll have more yeshuvim maybe to this, but so today we're going to start the tshuva of the Kozher Glover of the Eretz Tzvi, but he speaks about this topic also, about what's this idea that we're having a beged that's so small to put on tzitzis. And then I want another packet I want to make up as a shem. You always grew up as kids that you shouldn't put the tzitzis on your skin, right? You always were taught that, right? As kids, so the question is there a halachic basis for that? That you shouldn't just have your skin and then the tzitzis and then the shirt. You should always have something in between. Is there a halachic basis for that, or that's dumb? Baba Meissen.
I still think that it's already
down,
so I guess.
Okay, so we'll find out. Well, that's a future packet, but it's a shit. Okay, so let's take a look at the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozher Glover. And he has a tshuva on page 19. It's called L'yashev Minag Hahamon Shalofshin Halas Cotton V'Titzis Cotton She'en Bo Kashir. So he wants to be miyashiv the minhag olam, but people wear small, like the talis cotton.
Well, what does he mean by tzitzis cotton? That the tzitzis is less than a shear also?
Shalofshin talis cotton, the tzitzis cotton. Okay, we'll have to see. In other words, why does he have to say talis cotton, the tzitzis cotton?
That's strange. That's a little strange.
A little strange. Okay, let's see. Well, let's see what we could find. So let's see. He says, "Liyashev." Now start reading to the minag ha'amon shalof shetalas cotton chusim b'kshir amavur b'shulchan aruch. The chora emi kaimu mitzvus tzitzis klal. Right? Sof kukam gedolim ozer kmo shkosu v'taz seven sof seven tazayin. But tzitzis b'shabes chashuvim masa. And then is the question whether if you're going to wear such a small garment, then maybe. You're not yotze the mitzvah. So, okay, one thing is you're not yotze the mitzvah. But the other thing is maybe that's considered chotzah on the tzitzis. So I always tell you that it's a very poor translation to say the word that it's also to carry on Shabbos, because that's not the halach of carrying. In other words, if you have put something, put a pin on your shirt, right, and you want to take a key. So you take a pin on your shirt and you put the key there. So it's not serving as any function, but you're not carrying. So people think, oh, I'm not carrying. I'm not carrying it. I'm just putting it. But if you're not doing it derech levisha, even technically it's not called carrying, that's still called an iser hotzah. In other words, people in their mind think, oh, if it's not in my pocket, then I'm not carrying. That's how people's mindset is. But that's like a very poor way of understanding hotzah. Because hotzah means if you're taking it out and there's just a rabbim and it's not derech malbush, so then that's called hotzah. even though you wouldn't technically say I was carrying, it wasn't in my hand, it wasn't in my pocket. So that's the first thing you got to get rid of out of your mind, that hotzah and carrying, even though we still use it in a colloquial sense, but it's not a halachic determination. People made it into a halachic determination, and therefore they say, oh, I'm not carrying, you know, I'm pinning it on my shirt. But so what? You're pinning it on your shirt, but that's still hotzah. So let's see what he says. So therefore, what the poskim are saying is, if you have a beged that's not big enough, and you have the tzitzis on it, so you're not being guilty in the midst of tzitzis, so then there's hotzah on the strings. There's hotzah on the strings. So in other words, it's bad enough, you know, that we're making everyone, you know, that people are wearing these small talus cottons. Okay, one thing is maybe they're not doing anything. They're not being mekayim a mitzvah. Okay, so it's a neutral. But he's saying that's not a neutral, it's a negative. Because it's hotzah. Because it's not part of the mitzvah, then it's not... So we discussed earlier this year, the Tshuvas HaRif, that if you hold like the Rambam, that there's no mitzvah of tzitzis at night, so then how do people wear a talus... Talis cotton at night, even if it was the shear, but there's no mitzvah at night, right? So we discussed that also, and we discussed the Rambam says because still it's like the fringes, still an ornament. So he says like this: in Apri Megadim, next paragraph, Simeon Gimel Reishusal Eish Avram Os Beis Kosev Talis Cotton Sheibok Shear. Also, lots is bo l'shus harabim b'shabbos. So the prima gadim says, if you have a talus cotton that doesn't have the proper shear, so not only you're not getting a mitzvah, but there's hotzah on the strings. The tzitzah chashiv lo b'teli k'shabbos. The yotzei metalus she'edim tziyos kilchosam. Ain't she kozim l'shulchan aruch? Metalus shechetzia sosu mechetzia pasuach. So the halacha is that mechayiv and tzitzis, you have the four corners. So what if you have the back of your jacket? So it's you have quarters there in the back. You have like four quarters in the back. But say whether the opening in the back, it's not rubo. It's just a little bit, like in the back of a jacket. So the halacha is it has to be rubo pasuach, or else it's not chayiv and tzitzis. Yeah, in other words, part of my back. In other words, you have here, so this is not the roof, this part that's open, it's not rove. And rove means it has to go till the rove go till the top.
Room to the top of rove. That means because it must be like
sometimes
people have
But there's an opening like the back of a suit jacket, which I just showed you. So it only so then down you could say there are four quarters here. Well, there could be, I mean, these are rats round. Say this wasn't like when you have a kapata. So you have a kapata, so it's not rounded. The suit jackets are rounded in the front. But
it's small.
But a bekesha has two in the front and two in the back. But the two in the back are not room. It doesn't go up rove. It's not rubo. Rubo pasuach. So therefore, if it's not rubo pasuach, that it's not chayiv and tzitzis, even though there are two quarters in the front, two quarters in the back. So you have four quarters. So why are people putting on tzitzis on the kapatas? So if you just have a suit jacket, so it's round in front, right? It's round. So what's the pshat? So what's the case he's talking about? He says like this. So what's the din? Do you need roved pasuach or is it 50-50 is good enough? If it's open to the top, you see the suit jackets we have today, or the kapatas we have today, are not going even rove. They're not even going chetzi-chetzi, right? So The tal shechetzes sosim chetzes pasuach matil also lchumra v'chayv betzitzis. Ein yosim bo b'shabbos. So if it's chetzio, so it's a suffix. So we go lchumra and we say you have to put tzitzis on because maybe chetzio is good enough, but maybe you need rubo so you can't go out in the street. So that's how it says in Shulchan Aruch. Tal shechetzes sosim chetzes pasuach. You have to keep both chumras. You have to put on tzitzis, but you can't go on the street on Shabbos. So you do both chumras. So that's in Shulchan Aruch in Siman in Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Yud Siv Zayin. V'yana hamon ein nisar b'zeh k'edush alof shibtalis cotton haketanim mikashir v'gam b'shabbos kodesh. Right? People wear talis cotton. They wear it even on Shabbos. They wear the talis cotton. And it's not the shear because it's not the shear that you would put a row of cotton. Right? V'muchem b'shut ramah v'avim minig row v'olam l'ubash talis cotton k'eil v'pasuv shabbi tov v'elech v'hem v'elech v'lo tzitzis. So some say, well, it's still better to wear them than wear nothing, but maybe not. But it's mashu from these poskim that it's better to have them than not to have them, even on Shabbos. Whereas we would say, just don't wear them the whole week. Well, the whole week, okay, it won't be a negative, it'll just be a neutral. You won't get a mitzvah. But on Shabbos, if you wear them, it's a negative because you're going to have hatzah. Okay, he passes the model. So the Kashi Glover says, I want to learn, try to have a limud tzchus because the oilam still wears the same size talis cotton on Shabbos also. And people seemingly are not telling people, well, you can't wear them on Shabbos.
It's interesting that all these people want to be melamed tzchus. If at any point somebody felt that this was absolutely the wrong thing, then they would make a point of it because it's not such a complicated issue. There are no emotions involved with this, I think. You know, it's either doing it right or doing it wrong. And if they're doing it wrong, then
get rid of it.
Yeah, but everybody's like afraid to touch it, like for some reason.
Right, yeah. You're saying, what would you say? So stop wearing it, yeah. I guess they're afraid to stop wearing it, then people won't wear tzitzis. I don't know. So the Shlomar became in the Misha Lovish Talskot Sovir Shahu Mitzvah, the Iker Livosho Zuchay Mitzvah, and Fimach Shavoso, Shu Mitzvah, Eno Masa Rach Tashin. Of the Behemoth Eno Mitzvah, Vu Masa, Vavi Misasi, Kimo Niskavimal, Lachtov Tolish, Venimsa Mechuber, Hachanam, Niskavimal Malbush, Venimsa Masa. But you could say that, he thinks it's a mitzvah. So if you think you're doing a mitzvah, so then, even though in the end, so you're masasik, so to say. You think you're doing a mitzvah when you're wearing the talskot, but you're really not. But, so he says, well, maybe you could say like that. Tavi masasik. Like, you wanted to pick up a fruit on the ground. And you thought it was detached from the ground. So you were picking it up on Shabbos. And it turns out it was attached to the ground. And now you violated Isser of Talisha. This is Maniyas Daideh Klusha income based Mechush. We name the Chor Divya Shulchanor Hanal Matalos Shechetzes Tosum Chetzes Pasuch the Osulatzes Metzitzes Shabbos Shusaramim to move to Tuvan. Came the Begzem Chayev Metzitzes Misafik Osus Lovsum Lotzes and Pim Dovras. In other words, why don't we say say you have a beggar that's 50-50. So what do we say? You should put it on the tzitzis, but not go out with Rosh Hashanah. But why don't we say that since this beged is chayv and tzitzis, we suffic, So then once it's chayiv, then you have to put on the tzitzis. So then maybe it becomes, part of the beged. It's the chiv to wear it misafik. Why should we still say, well, the masa, we have to be machmir. Okay, who's sorry, a beged? Why don't you have a little bush beged? Why don't you have a chosh of tashin? You know, I am Moran. So what's pshat? So what did you just say? Look now on page 19 on the left column, the fourth line. He wants to say, Yisod B'mer Tzvachim. One over line and loves about Tefillin. So it was according to the opinion that, we paskin Laila is Mont Tefillin. It's just we don't put it on Midrabanan, Sema, that you're going to pass air or something like that. But the verse is a fascinating thing. We know that when the Kohanim wore Big Day Kahuna, they couldn't have anything be mafsik between their body and the Big Day Kahuna. Because it has to be al basara. So you couldn't wear a t-shirt underneath the Big Day Kahuna, because the Big Day Kahuna had to be directly on the guf. So he says like this. So what about tefillin? What's the din? When the kohen was doing the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, so in those days people wore tefillin. You're supposed to wear tefillin the whole day. So how does it work with tefillin and the Big Day Kahuna? Because the Big Day Kahuna can't have a chatzitza between the Big Day Kahuna and the body. But if you're wearing tefillin, then where the tefillin is, it's not touching the skin. You hear the kasha? So what's the story? So the Gemara says that if you hold Laila Lavzman Tefillin, so if you're wearing it at night, Laila Lavzman Tefillin, so the Tefillin is a chatzitza. Can be yom, the Laila Chaitzi, be yom Nami Chaitzi. So maybe it's a chatzitza even by yom. Chanami, in name of the Osso Lotzis, but Tzitzis, but Laila, I also lots is mungam b'yom Shabbos kol. Do you have shashi yilel Shabbos chomor b'yimam? But then he says no, because b'yom is zman mitzvah. Why it's not zman mitzvah? So he says, the first one, the film on the Shabbos Lanzman Tfilin, the Kamakam Lokoshiv had film the Shabbos Masa, the Malbush Avida. He came in the Bechol Havi Malbush Gomer, which had a mitzvah, Moyal Shechoshiv Gab Shabbos Malbush. So you say that since it's a Malbush during the week, then it's a Malbush on Shabbos also, because Hanami Gabi Sitsis Malayla, who's a bar. But she goes to the Yashal Ulbush Lord and Tzitzis. So what's the pshat here? Let's see. Let's keep the next page. So he says, on page 20. Yashiv, Divrei Amorim, so it's all about being says, and the theme of Kosher of Mordechai. We're on page 20, on the third line. If Shabbos, and this is a little bit begging below tzitzis. Then on Shabbos, you can't wear begging. There's no problem. On Shabbos, you can wear dalet tefillos without tzitzis, because the Mordechai says tzitzis is a mitzvah essay, the tithe of tzitzis. But on Shabbos, you can't. So you're putter from the mitzvah on Shabbos. That's the Mordechai Shikta. You're putter from the mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos.
The way he quotes it, it's even during the week.
No, because during the week, you put on a beged.
No, although the Shabbos ain't any suit. I'm saying, okay, the Shabbos.
So. No, during the week, you put on a beged that doesn't have tzitzis, you have to put on tzitzis. But on Shabbos, if you put on a beged that doesn't have tzitzis, you can keep it on without the tzitzis. Because you're putter. Because the mitzvah is to tie the thing. But you can't tie in Shabbos. Because the Torah never says, right, Reverend Harari always likes to quote this famous Mordechai. Right, Reverend Harari?
Yep.
You're
an
anus. Yeah. Shabbos say, this is a little bush begging below tzitzis. Look, see, the Torah, I'll tilbash begging below tzitzis. Rocking tilbash begging. So then he quotes the thing we said about the Rambam of Noy Begad. But what are you telling me? There's no mitzvah on Shabbos. There's no chiv on Shabbos. But on Shabbos, we still, when we put on a talis, we still make the bracha, the satev patzitzis. Says a few years that the Asher Shop and Minig Roma Molubos Tagging Cousin Pusum Shear. Can't show Lochosh of Massa Flaw. I came in the Emo Shear Aim and Mitzvah. He came Lochosh of Flaw of Butley, the Aim Sofa and Leos Mitzvah Yosef and Vashahim Atta. So what he's saying, it's not American. One second. So he says, page 21, Nira Lani has died. The Shani had the Shulchan of Yodea, Shulchan of Simon Yud, rather. The Talis is a part of Tzitzis, also about Tzitzis, also. Right, if the Talis is part of Tzitzis, and you put Tzitzis on, so there's a Nisar Hotzah. Hasim Eid Lovish and Begum Mishra, Tzitzis Rakhul Tzarko, the Degen Levishahu, Tzitzis Eid also Rakhul Mishafik, Shem Chayev, Mimena Chayev, Vyayim, Savi Masa. Meshenke Talusis Ketanim Shalomo, the Iker Tachlis Levishasim, who Mavor had Tzitzis. You will came Lohavi Lovshin also, Klau, Kedua. In Cain, Iker, Derech Levishahim, Rak, the Sibes had Tzitzis. In Loyasu, both Tzitzis, Eber Derech Levishah Klau. You can shop at Tzitzis and Noiva Tachshin, field name and name of Mitzuchal, become welcome to the item. He's saying that we're wearing it, L'shem Mitzvah. And if we wouldn't have been for the mitzvah, we wouldn't be wearing it at all. Can Iker Derech Levisha Shalahem on these small talus cottons? Urak Besibas HaMitzvah. The Lo Yasu Bo Tzitzis, Eimbo Derech Levisha Klal, to move on. Because we wouldn't put the whole garment on in the first place. In case Shabbat Tzitzis, Noi Vitach Shad Afil Neim and the Eimbo Mitzvah Klal, Kom Mokhul Fi Daitim Iker Sibas Levisha HaBeg and Urak Meshul Tzitzis. The beggar is worn only for the tzitzis. So therefore, that's the only reason you're wearing it. So therefore what? Shabbat tzitzis, so the tzitzis is considered tefillah to the beggar because you're only wearing it for the tzitzis.
I would say the opposite, that the beggar is tefillah to the tzitzis.
So he wants to say maybe it's a mitzvah, mitzvah. After Talis Shaula Potter, mitzvah become mokum and roish Talis Shaula, mitzvah became mitzvah Yochel Levara. So when say you have a Talis Shaula, right? So there's no chiyuv at a Talis Shaula, right? You can still make a bracha on a Talis Shaula, the Magen Avraham says. Kach Kosi, if you see on page. On page 21. So he says, Kachos of Mogad Ram, Mahalochad after Tal Shaula Potomitzitzis, become Mogad Mumvovish Tal Shaula Mitzuyasis, Mikai Mitzvah, Yochel of Arachalel. Just like by women, from Onoshim, they can make a bracha, if you hold it, they can make a bracha mitzvah, says Shazman Grabba. Hakanami Yishlom of Talis Pachas Mikshir, after Potomitzitzis, so that's where, so you, in other words, can you say the same thing that a tal shul is potter, but if you wear it, you can make a bracha, just like women mitzvahs say shazman grama according to those. So maybe if the beged is pachas mikashia, we can compare it to like a tal shul, just like a tal shul is potter, but you still can make a bracha on it. So maybe. Megan Pachas Mikashir is part of it, because still make a bracha.
We make a bracha on a Talis Shaula?
So the Magen Avraham says that you can make a bracha. Magen Avraham says. Because it's like women making a bracha.
I understand, but is that the way we pass it?
That's what the Magen Avraham passed it.
Yeah. My recollection is not dumb. So.
Yeah.
You solved
the problem
for
Ashkenazi,
but you haven't solved the problem for
Sfarad.
Right, you only solved the problem for
Ashkenazi.
Yeah, but
I didn't,
but
I
don't make a problem.
Right.
But
Sfarad
weren't
Tazgadol,
so they don't have a problem.
Yeah, oh, so he says, but Sfarad wear Tazgadol, even Buffer wear Tazgadol, so they're going to make it anyway in the Tazgadol, like the Ramos says, Shechter says, others, like the Southern points like that. So the Ashkenazim, oh, he says, well, you see what Tuvia just said? He says, the Ashkenazim, they don't wear a Talis Gadol until they get married.
Right.
So they're going to make a bracha on the Talis Katan, so they could follow the sheet that they can make a bracha on something that you potter, you still can make a bracha. The Sfarim, well, you can't do that, like the Sfarishim women won't make a bracha on a Lulav. Mm-hmm. So therefore, but the Sfarim have a Talis Gadol anyway. Oh, very good.
But the whole question comes up with Talis Shel Tzibur. Is that a Talis Shu'ula or it's not a Tavel
Shu'ula. Right, so but that's probably better. That's might be less of an issue to make a bracha. Because maybe it's everyone really has a chelik in it.
Right.
Yeah, so that's an interesting point that he's making. So that could be another. Unless you say that's different, because talus shu'ula, you could make a chiluk in lumpus. Talus shu'ula is a big talus. It's a shear. It's just the question of the bialus is a question. So there, maybe you can make, but here, maybe if it's pachas mikashir, it's different with it. That's another in essence in the etzem hatalis. The shawl is basically a good talis. It's just its owner is that you don't own it. So that might be different than, whereas he wants to complain in any case that's you potter anyway, you can still make a bracha. So just like you can still make a bracha b'tai shula, you can still make a bracha b'chos of the shia, but you could say differently than what the Kosher Glove is saying. You say talis shula is basically a talis. It's a nice thing. It's a talis. It's just it's an external p'tur because it's not owned by you. But here, the talis itself is pachos of the shia. That's internal. So that may be more less of a chance to be able to make a bracha. But he's comparing the two. So that's one teretz he has, the miyasher dimitik. That it's pachas mikashir, so you can still make a bracha like a talashul. Then he says, Om Nirel, and he has daiti pil kol dinei abirkez Yosef Chakar, Misha ilu below Pesach kazayis matz, right? The famous story of the base. You don't have a kazayis matz at the Seder. Rak chatzi kazayis. In the mitzvah koponim, should you eat at least chatzi kazayis? Or do we say, if you're not eating kazayis anyway, then not. In other words, is there a concept of chatzi shir for kiyum a mitzvah? Like this
Mishnah l'malach.
Yeah. But that's ezachron in the mitzvah lechol chatzi shir. So he's saying that. So if you hold that there's a pachas mikashir is a mitzvah, then maybe you can make a bracha. Who are din talis cotton pachas mikashir? If radish chalik, the tiny page 22, mitzvah mechiyev shekvachalav chiv gomer lechu matzah. Nachshelo az. So I have a chiyuv mitzvah. So if I even pachas mikashir, I'm a kind part of that mitzvah. But here the whole chiyuv stems from the beged. And if I don't have a beged, then the chiyuv didn't start off yet. So matzah, the chiyuv is all a gavra. So eat matzah. So, you don't have. So whatever you can eat, you get a. But here, the chiv is not stemming from the chayfetz. Here, it's. I mean, here you need the beggar to get started.
It's the same chiluk you made by the previous teretz.
Yeah, similar chiluk, right? Exactly. And then he says, a little bit of Esrog Hamurkevus, Esrog Hamurkov, page 23. He named Hashvus Yaakov, Kosev B'Shem Hashach, page 23 to the left. The Esrog Hamurkov, kosher, number, I mean Esrog, a few mixes Esrog. Right? In other words, so you have part lemon, part esrog, but part of it is, I mean, it's set, a few mixes set. Rus Yaakov Kolikolo. Now, if you look, Holkim Sham, Hainu, the Hun, the Sky, the Kach Esrog, Shalom, the Lo Chashim, Mach Mitzach Esrog. In the Harabi, they were Esrog, Acher Abuk, of Yam Chuil, the Glow, Gomei Lorach, Chatzi Zayas Matzah. He's comparing an Esrog and Murkov to a Chatzi Zayas of Matzah. Because part of your Esrog is not really an Esrog. Of a Liftor Atzmo, So first he wants to compare it to a talashula. Then he wants to compare it to an esrog hamurkov. So talashula, he said maybe that's not such a good comparison because a talashula is still the heftzah's chayiv. It's just the dover mibachutz. An esrog hamurkov. So part of it is it might not be a shear because part of it is a lemon. So he says, Shmuel Yaakov says, Esrog Murkov is kosher. Because it's a mixed esrog, it's good enough. So he says, if you don't have another esrog, you will esrog acher. Rach mukhov yemchuyev litlo mobeilo rach chatzizayz matzah. Avol lifter atzmo bechiv shalem. The mixes esrog lo mahani. Avol yon yeshlo kumu alo the beggar a few mixes beggar chayv betzitzis. Maybe talish. Yeah. Ani omer the husband of Rachmanos lo yistamish odem talish shu shalom mitzvah betzitzis. Efshe the chivu. Shall shutvus cave in the mixer shallow of all sukkah in shallow working in the first of Torah relationship sukkah shallow in canal of Hatsi sukkah share. Okay, so that's another possibility that an esrog and murkov is a machlokes where if you don't have any other esrog, should you at least take an esrog and murkov? So the Shavus Yaakov says you should take it. The name of the Shach is a group of kosher. It's a mixed assessor. And the others say you shouldn't take it.
Didn't take it up. Maybe El Zecher Ladavar. You should.
Well, he's saying more than just El Zecher Ladavar.
Yeah, I know, but doesn't say you shouldn't take it. Meaning, shouldn't you take it just as Zecher Ladavar?
Okay, so that's a question. But you should take it El Zecher Ladavar. Okay. Filo Cholkim Sham Haynu Dehu Sky Likach Esrog Shalom Lo Choshev Rak Mitzvot Esrog. You see, you have a chiv of esrog, so you take a mixed esrog, so maybe you do a chatzi shir of a mitzvah.
So what is he saying? Irach Rabbi, Eilo Esrog Acher, Rach Murchav Yemchui of Litlo. So Mobe Eilo Rach Chatzi Zayis. So lifter, that's all you have. But by tzitzis, you have a small baguette. So you want to say, I feel mixed this bag of tzitzis. Okay, the chil shkot. And you mean, the hussam ha'am rachmanel, shalo yishamish adam betalis, shu shalo obit yibba tzitzis, esha shkibu, vishal shutfis, kem the tzasa shalo. Okay, but besukas yef shalom okay. The kevin shivusu Torah leisha besukas shalom ain't kind of lachatzi sukkah. So that's the question: whether we can compare chatzi shir of a beged. A few mixes bag of tzitzis. Like the reverse says in the tal shutfim, the sukkah is the shutfim. And you know, the husband of Mahmoud Shalosh Tavish Adam Batal Shun Shalom, and the Mehitil Batzitzis. Hashish Givu Michel Shutfis came in the Tzasa Shalom. The sukkah Yev Shalom came. Because if the Torah is Machayev you to sit in a sukkah, and all you have is a chatzi sukkah. Why is there a chatzi sukkah? Who's the shutfus with a guy? Talos ha-shutfim. Sukkahs ha-shutfim. Okay. Maybe we'll start with this tomorrow, but we have to see who the shutfus is with. But that's, so he's trying to give a two terutzim. That maybe it's no different than a tal shu'ula, and maybe also that therefore we can have a smaller baguette. That's number one, and number two, that maybe it's considered like a chatzi shir, and just like a chatzi shir, maybe you could be yotze a mitzvah with chatzi shir. So too, there's also a chatzi shir. So to a smaller baguette, it's considered that you're doing the mitzvah for Torah's chatzi shir. Just like if you have chatzi shir matz. Okay, so tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll continue to see more of these ideas. But we said that maybe one can argue and say tal shu'ula is different than tal shu'ula is a regular shir. It's just the bialis is a davar chitzoni. And maybe that's different. We mentioned, oh, just as those that came late, Shabbat Zohar, we try to have a Shabbaton here and eat come for Shabbos.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
March 3rd, is
that? The Tzaveh, March 3rd.
Yeah,
that's so, work. So you can eat by us, but eat it by us Friday night.
Oh.
And have Shalosh Shuddas together. So,
all right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, have a good day, everybody.
Yeah.
I think my in-laws are going to be in that Shabbos.
Or you can come too.
But I could also come after the meal, and I'll come for the Oneg.
Okay, well.